In a separate case, sources say the Justice Department will not charge Yasir Isam Hamdi with a crime in U.S. federal court. Hamdi was one of the detainees at Guantanamo who was transferred to the U.S. after officials discovered he held citizenship in the United States as well as Saudi Arabia. As NPR's Barbara Bradley reports, the discovery of an American citizen at Guantanamo has created all sorts of legal problems for the United States.
If the legal status of Guantanamo detainees wasn't complex enough, here comes Yasir Hamdi. The moment that U.S. officials learned that Hamdi carried U.S. citizenship, they were faced with a time bomb. According to law professor Jonathan Turley, every passing day he was held in Guantanamo increased the chance that he would sue the U.S. government for holding him illegally.
The biggest concern for the administration was that his family would simply go and get an American lawyer while he was still in Cuba, and for the first time, a federal judge could exercise jurisdiction over one of the so-called detainees at Cuba.
That would allow a federal judge to review the conditions at Guantanamo for Hamdi and, by extension, all other detainees. That, in turn, would defeat the whole reason for holding detainees at Guantanamo. As long as the only people being held there are non-citizens, U.S. courts have ruled they have no jurisdiction, but a U.S. citizen would give U.S. courts a foothold. So within hours of discovering Hamdi's status, the government put him on a plane to Virginia. Now he's in a jail cell in Norfolk. But according to Yale law professor Harold Coe, the U.S. government then ran into another problem. It had to justify why it is holding a U.S. citizen.
Under the Constitution, he's an American citizen in an American prison, and he has a right to be charged or released. And if they don't have evidence to charge him, it's really hard to see the basis under which they're holding him.
Moreover, as a U.S. citizen, if Hamdi is charged with a crime, he has a right to a speedy trial. In fact, he's supposed to go before a U.S. magistrate within 48 hours of his detention. So to get around this, the U.S. decided not to transfer Hamdi to the Justice Department and charge him with a crime. Rather, it decided to keep him in the custody of the Defense Department, what former federal prosecutor Andrew McBride calls a legal limbo, where there's a debate, at least, whether he can be held indefinitely. McBride adds that Hamdi's situation is more than a legal morass. It also shows how difficult it is to build a case against detainees caught in Afghanistan.
I think it's very difficult for the United States to gather evidence about the activities of those who were captured at Mazar-e Sharif prior to their capture. I mean, after all, it's a war zone, and there were people fighting out of uniform for the Taliban and al-Qaeda, and if there's no evidence that this gentleman was connected to al-Qaeda or terrorist training camps, I think it's very difficult to come up with any federal charges against him.
And not just charges against Hamdi, but all detainees. It's true that the detainees would be tried under a military commission, which would allow a lower standard of evidence. But Jonathan Turley says the paucity of evidence will only further focus a critical world audience on the treatment of detainees.
One of the most troubling aspects of this announcement is that it indicates that there are people at Gitmo that have little evidence against them. It seems to confirm the criticism internationally that the United States is holding a group of people without any type of legal process or legal basis.
For now, one likely outcome is that Hamdi would be sent back to Saudi Arabia. It's unclear how the Saudi government would handle his case. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.